time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, Jim, thanks for joining us here on Saturday morning. This is a first ever. We've never done a Saturday morning show. I thank Jared for getting up and running this. You know, Saturday morning sleep in time for most people, and appreciate all of you, that the 30-some of you that have joined us now. I imagine those numbers will go up, at least in the queue. And anybody else out there who would like to get in and be part of this, you just go to CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com, and click on Join the Huddle. And then you can become part of this dialogue, not necessarily a monologue, although a lot of it will be a monologue, but a dialogue. And we're interested in what you have to say. I just felt a real need to do this show this morning. I've been really, really bombarded over the last 48 hours, I guess it's been, regarding the Super Bowl. Most of you know this, but in case somebody isn't, okay, let me lay this out here real quickly about the fact that I wanted to sue the Super Bowl. And when it first started, I thought, man, this is really odd. What? Of all the things I've done, I'm going to show you here. It started out by me making a video in my car. I think that's where it started. Just a stupid, simple little video in my car about our need to. Also, I'm going to show you some of that. And then I think Kyle and his buddies at Right Wing Watch, they made a video. I'll show you where that is as well. They made a short video, and they love to make Christians look as crazy as they can. And so in the short video that Kyle and his crew put together, they pulled a one-minute segment out of context. It was like a 40-minute rant I went on that morning when I did the show. They took a one-minute clip out of context, put it into an email blast, put it on Right Wing Watch or wherever it was, and blasted it out. And it said that I was concerned that I was going to lose my salvation because I had watched the Super Bowl. That was the storyline that went out. And it's Right Wing Watch. Who cares? By the way, Kyle, thanks, man. I can't tell you. God's all around you, dude. Because he breathed all over that stupid. What the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. He breathed all over. So I made the video, went on a couple of days, and we talked about it here on the show, and all of a sudden. All of a sudden, I started getting pictures of penises. Emails. Pictures of actually erect penises appeared in my... I would show you. Hang on. I want to warn all of you. I think it's a trap. When somebody sends you pornography, me specifically, when they send me pornography, I think they are baiting me to respond to them. And then when I respond to them, I think they're going to report me for what? Transporting pornography. So I never responded. I've seen more penises than a buck than a freeway rest stop in my email. So I just want to warn all of you that what happens, how the enemy plays. They're wicked. They're devious. They're demented. They're depraved. They go to war. So it started out with that. And I thought, what's going on here? Why are people complaining about the fact that I think children ought to be protected from porn? I don't get it. And then it grew, and here's the lesson to believers out there, okay? You better know this, that the Lord can take the smallest thing, and he can make it a big issue. And what happened somewhere along the line, I don't know how, the Holy Spirit breathed on this. And I've been talking to some of my friends and asking, what is this all about? What of all the stuff that I say, people say, Coach, you're always saying outrageous stuff and the things that you do and the places you go. I went to Hillary's house and couldn't get any coverage at all. I'd make a video in my car. I'll show you some of the things that have gone on, okay? So I want to give you a brief overview of what's going on, what we're dealing with here. I talk a little bit about what our plans are at this point. And, you know, I'll open the phone lines. And, well, let's do this in reverse. Maybe that'll help me a little bit better here. Anybody have a question or a comment or a suggestion at this point before we get rolling? My email is still blown. I don't count them. I can't count them, but I know this. They are 31 in our corner, 30-1. So that means if I got 3,000 emails, 100 of them were penises. But it's shown me this. There are people out there who want to fight. There's no leadership. Absolutely no leadership. I was talking to my friend Mark Harrington yesterday, and this was probably the most surprising thing to me. That's a lot to say, isn't it? The most surprising thing. I did a live radio show in Bogota, Colombia yesterday. I'm not making it up. I did a live radio broadcast in Dublin, Ireland, over this issue. They called me and they set up interviews. I've done radio interviews. You say, "Oh, see, I hear you out there. You guys are saying, well, you love the publicity, Coach, don't you?" Hey, listen, I threw it out there. The Lord breathed on it. I'm not going to run from it. But if you think I'm a publicity hound, you haven't been living in my house over the last 48 hours, I can tell you that. Bogota, Colombia, all kinds of stuff. Every vile website you look at, they got pictures of me up talking about stuff. And you know what? Until I heard from Fox News yesterday, not the big time Fox News, the website Fox News. And they gave me a chance to make a video, which I'll show you here in a second. Are you sitting down? Not one Christian or conservative media contacted me. Not one. Boy, was the devil's media coming in. Oh, my goodness, were they coming in. And I would do radio shows, and the whole purpose of the radio show was to make me look like a fool. And I knew it going in that they were going to try to make me look like a fool. But I handled my own. I left a few marks, and they left a few marks, but that's okay because we're in war. But as I sit here today, not one Christian radio station has contacted me. Not one Christian media has contacted me. Not one. Now, how can my email be full of people who are thanking me and who want to fight, and not one Christian media? Mike Heath, do you know why that would be? I asked Mike Heath, because Mike Heath has had experience in this conservative media. Yep. Why would that be, Mike? Why would focus on the Family or Family Research Council or you name whoever? Why would they not be curious? Why would they not? Can you help me, Mike? Can anybody help me? Can anybody? Because, any wonder we lose? Go ahead, Mike.
Because institutional Christianity in our lifetime has weaponized making sure that somebody like you is the enemy. A Christian like you is the enemy. Why are you the enemy? Well, you're not wearing a tie. You're not wearing a suit. Your hair isn't blow dried. And you aren't using the phrase sexual orientation when you talk about homosexuality. You are a threat to the idea that Christianity is tolerant. Tolerance is the only thing that matters to Christianity today in the West.
I think there's something even more basic to it than that, Mike.
What's that,
and
Larry?
Having been closely affiliated with the PTL, you know, Jim Baker and all that back in their early years, I've seen in all of the ministries that came to quote, minister at Praise the Lord campground area and all that there in South Fort Mill, South Carolina, virtually every one of them, the only reason they came, the bottom line, the only reason they came was so that it would help increase their bottom line. And I'm talking money.
So do we understand this, folks? Do we understand that the people sitting in the pews are looking for somebody to fight? They're livid about what came into their living room. They are so livid, and they can't find anybody to fight. They can't find it. I don't know. I can't count how many emails I've received. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? I can't believe the number of emails. Oh, I'm going to share some of the emails with you. Hey, how about this one? Just popped in. I'm a doctor of psychology. I've reviewed some of your writing. I suggest you consider getting treatment for your paranoia. You also should consider conversion therapy for the latent homosexual. See, that's always their argument. I'm a latent homosexual. That's why they send me pictures of penises and all that kind of stuff. It's been unbelievable. Okay, somebody else, come on in, because maybe it'll help me try to. I'm wound up, all right? I've been nonstop on edge for 48 hours. So help rein me in here a little bit so I can answer your questions and have this thing make some sense to you.
Coach, I just feel that he was dealing with the ministry organization of Baker and whatnot. Okay, I dealt with the ministry organization of TBN. Okay, and when they had their brand new White House looking super studios and all that kind of stuff, and we were all excited and everything, and we went in there, a friend of mine and I, because we were going to help them and, you know, get done what's got to get done, and they showed us this room that was really long, and it's filled, I mean literally filled, with like cards of prayer requests. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of these things. And I said, well, who's praying over these? I said, well, anybody that wants to come in, they can pray over them. I said, why do you do this? He said, well, just so we can get their name and address.
There you go. There you go.
We left TBN that day.
Yeah, man. Hey, come on in. Somebody else.
Coach, yeah, I was looking at that psychologist that sent you that email. I bet you he would in the very next breath, if the occasion warranted it, he would say that conversion therapy is a bogus thing. It doesn't work. There is no such effective.
Right, he's not even saying that's made up. He's not even a psychologist. Somebody else.
Coach, remember Flip Benham used to always say, because we dealt with the politics, conservatism is nothing but pretend salt. I would now also add to that, tolerance is also pretend salt too.
Just got an email. I'm with you, Dale. Hi, Coach Dave. I'm a high school wrestling coach. I've coached football. I have 5 kids. I agree with you 100%. Anyone that disagrees with you is totally unreasonable. Asking for a warning is a minimal request. It's terrible. The junk TV media is pushing down our throats. Great job, Coach. Let me know if there's anything I need to help. I have hundreds of those. Hundreds of those. And not one call from any Christian media. How can we help? What? Family Research Council is set up to fight these battles. It's set up for it. What's the one? Don Wildman? What's his family? American Family? They're set up to do it. Focus on the Family. They're set up to do it. What's going
Coach,
on?
Coach, they're not. They're set up. They're set up to deliver us. Evangelical Christianity to the Republican Party. That's why
they were getting into it.
They're afraid of the NFL and the networks. That is a Goliath out on a battlefield. And they're like the Israelites on the sideline saying, hey, Coach, you can't do this. You can't do this.
You're going to make us look bad. You wouldn't believe the number of emails that I got that you're going to make us look bad. Hey, Jared, let's go to the stuff real quick. Let me take a look at that. I'm going to show some. Hey, Jared, just click on the very first one because I don't think you people – I sound like Ross Perot. I don't think everyone has the depth of understanding of how big this is. Jared, did you click on the New York Post one, Jared? Is that what you did? Folks, I just want to give you a quick rundown here of how – big this has become. And I'm not saying it to pat myself on the back. I'm saying, Lord, what's going on here? There it is. New York Post. Minister plans to sue NFL over crotch-grabbing halftime show. That's February 7th. That was yesterday. That was the New York Post. I'm not going to take time to read it to you. I'm just going to run down through these and let you understand the magnitude of what we're dealing with. Jared, click the next one. It's Newsweek. Yes, Newsweek. Newsweek. Christian activists to sue NFL over Super Bowl halftime show says pornography was pumped into the homes of God-fearing people. And it was! I didn't just say it, it was! It was pumped in. Jared, go down to the next one. It says media hype. Just click on this, folks. So you Google. Here's what I want you to see here. I just Googled my name and coach to sue NFL. Look down through here. Look, there's a WKYC. There's all Ohio Minister, New York Post. Touchdown, CTV News, WKRN 4, New York Daily News, Fox 8, Daily Caller, pages and pages of pages of this. Time out. What does this tell us? Stay right there, Jared. What does this tell us, folks? What does this tell us? Now, Jared, see that says man wants to sue NFL after Super Bowl halftime show? I clicked on this morning. This is some, this is just a talk show, radio talk show. It has 147,842 views. Huh? Yes, it has 147,842 views. And I want you to listen because this is the typical argument. We're not going to listen to much. This is a typical argument we get from people who do not care that children are being molested and taken advantage of and child trafficking, and they see nothing. I had a guy call me. No, it wasn't. It was on one of the radio interviews. And you know what the guy said? He said, well, Coach, do you ever go to children's recitals? You ever go to any of those? You ever take your girls there? And I said, no, my girls were spoiled. They didn't do that. He says, well, my daughters do. He says, Coach, you got to get with the times. All of the girls are dressing and dancing like that. That's the modern style. And I'm thinking, duh! They're unable to make the connection. They can't make the connection. Jared, turn on the breakfast call. This is, folks, yeah, today's February 8th. This is in one day, 147,842 views the Breakfast Club has gotten. And just listening to the first minute of this bilge. Go ahead, Jared.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey today for Friday, February 7th, goes to an Ohio pastor named Dave Daubenmeyer. Salute to everybody who listens to us in Ohio. Drop on the clues bombs for Ohio, damn it. Breakfast Club is heavy in Ohio. We on 10 stations in Ohio, from Akron to Cincinnati to Columbus to Dayton, Perrysburg, Toledo, Urbana. It's a lot. Okay, we heavy in Ohio. Salute to Ohio. But y'all have a pastor there named Dave Daubenmeyer. He's a self-proclaimed activist and host of Past Assault Ministries podcast. And he is one of the 102 million people who watched this year's Super Bowl. And he's one of the people our board op Dramos hates because Pastor Dave didn't like the Super Bowl halftime show starring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Relax, Drom. Okay, he doesn't dislike it because it was too Latino or Spanish as hell, as one of our callers said. He dislikes it because he thinks he's going to hell for watching it. All right? Listen, I don't go to church every Sunday.
Folks, don't miss it. See, there it was. There it was. Ridicule. Remember what Saul Alinsky's greatest weapon is? Ridicule. Ridicule. And they thought that I was upset because I was going to hell because I watched it. And I did, I don't know how many interviews before I had the opportunity to clear things up. And I'm going to tell you, we could win this whole debate even right now. Jared, get the Fox News, the one I just did with the, I don't know who. It wasn't a Fox News broadcast. It became one. They used it later on. But they had a reporter call me. I sat right here in my studio. She asked me questions. They recorded it, and then they produced a video of it. And this was the first opportunity I had, really, to somebody who would shut up and let me make my point, okay? Most of you, excuse me, have seen this. Some of you maybe haven't. It's about 4 minutes, and here's what they do. They put the question they asked me up on the screen, and then they let me answer it. And then they ask me another question. They put it up on the screen, and then they let me answer it. And I thought this one went pretty well. Go ahead, Jer. Yeah, you got to get through the ad. That's right. Don't ever forget we're making money, right? Don't ever forget it. And do you have any idea how many Christians, of course? Do you have any idea how many emails I got from Christians who believe the bilge? They believe the lies. And they all called and said, what kind of Christian are you? Or it's emailed. What kind of Christian are you? You can't lose your salvation by watching the Super Bowl. What kind of, don't you know the God? See, I mean, it's crazy. And not a Christian radio station yet has contacted me. Go ahead, Greg. That the NFL and Pepsi and whoever else you want involved in there, they pumped soft pornography into our home without our warning. I'm not worried about my own eternal soul. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I'm worried about the young eyes that were able to view that halftime porn show, soft porn show, with when the parents didn't even know that this was about to show up inside their living room. To the NFL over the Super Bowl halftime show. You don't have to pause it, Jared. It's up there long enough for me to read it. And there's a picture of the Daily News and Fox 8. A high pastor wants to sue the NFL. Make me look like Mike. Put a warning at the beginning saying, caution, some of this may not be appropriate for young children. Why couldn't they do that? That's my complaint. Not that I'm too prudish to have my holy eyes see that, but that young children, unprotected eyes, were seeing it. That's my complaint. Football games and not getting warnings about seeing those called crotch shots. So they want to compare a cheerleader doing flips with what we watched. You would certainly agree with me, wouldn't you, that a young girl doing flips at a high school basketball game, it's not the same as the television lens zooming in on exactly what's happening in front of us, right? We understand that. The entire focus of that dance many times was the anatomy. All I'm asking for is a fair warning so I can guard the eyes of young children from that. And I believe that I represent, no matter how much the media, not including you, no matter how much the media has tried to make me look like a fool, I represent millions of Americans who are sick and tired of this stuff coming into our home, especially without our approval. So how does so-called provocative dancing impact salvation? In other words, Coach, you dummy, you're going to lose your salvation because you watch this?
Talk to a parent out there who's dealing with pornography issues with their children.
Young kids who are trapped, who are lured into pornography. And men whose lives were destroyed, marriages that were destroyed because pornography. If you think pornography is something to laugh at, then you are on the wrong side of the border, as far as I'm concerned. Pornography is a tremendously damaging issue in America today. And what did they do? They indoctrinated, introduced children to pornography. And I don't think it's a laughing matter. Warnings for children about traumatic brain injuries ahead of football games? How stupid, right? They want to put later. Well, watching McDonald's makes me want to eat a hamburger. Watching Donato's commercial makes me want to eat Donato's. That's called marketing. What was the NFL trying to market to young minds when they put that stuff on the TV? Now, if they want to put it on the TV, they can do that. Feel free to do that. But again, I come back to what I believe to be a reasonable position. Why don't they warn us that some of the stuff that's about to appear on the screen may not be suitable for young children? That's my position. And I think the idea of football and injuries, all that stuff, that's a whole different issue. My children can be harmed by watching pornography. They will not be harmed by watching a football game. Difference between a young boy watching cheerleaders versus watching the halftime show. We've lost the ability to think. A family who has an issue with a family member whose life has been destroyed by pornography. Ask them if they think it's the same. Ask them. Let's ask the victims here, the real victims. And I want to prevent people from becoming victims. And I don't think it's out of the ordinary. Just because everybody else wants to watch porn, does that mean I want my child to? And I don't have the right in my own home to know that pornography is about to come in, is about to come into the sanctuary of my home, and the NFL doesn't even have the decency to warn me that it's coming. I think it's reprehensible. It's about whether or not we as of God-fearing Americans are going to protect the innocent of our children or others' children. Do we have an obligation to try to guard and guide them away from things that are going to be destructive to them? Bingo. Comments for that? Well, Jared, while people are jumping in here real quick, I want you to go, Jared, to the good, I think it's a good emails. Let me pull back here a second, but it says, where did I put it?
No. Somebody come on in while I'm looking here. I'll tell you where to get it, Jared.
Coach, the Christians are giving you a hard time. There's no fear of God in the land anymore for the American church. There's no fear of God. I got into a pretty good heated argument with a good friend of mine the other day about this mess. And, I don't watch Super Bowl anymore, Coach. I don't even watch football at all. I used to watch it. My last Super Bowl was 1999. But the bottom line is, he got ticked off because he watched the whole thing. He even watched the halftime porno show. And he got convicted when I called him out on it. And so there's no fear of God in the land anymore, Coach. That's the bottom line basis to this whole fiasco.
Hang on, Al. Listen.
Yeah, and I also wanted to follow up after you made that comment of being chastised earlier from these that's what all the kids are doing. Listen, back in the psychological world across all of these homes across an entire region, I'm watching four-year-old girls twerk right in front of me, and mommy's not thinking it's a big deal. Where do they see that? They see that with everything that they see on TV. These girls...
Hamburgers and Donatos and yeah. Alan, come on. I'm not mad at you, Alan, but here's what I told several people. I'm sick of it. Listen, they told me I can turn it off. I don't have to watch the Super Bowl. What if I want to? What if I want to watch the Super Bowl? What if my friend and I want to watch the Super Bowl together?
Stop falling for that crap.
Stop falling for that crap. I have a right to watch it. You have a right to pump that stuff into my house. Go ahead. Come on in. Jared, go to email support. Email support, it says, Jared. Folks, I got this one. About made me cry. You ready? I asked her if I could share this. Dear Coach, I'm a believer and follower of Jesus Christ and the wife of a porn addict. Just let that sink in a minute. My identity, I'm the daughter of the King. My battle, being the wife of a porn addict. My husband and I have undergone a tremendous war of the ages. Him as the addict and me as the betrayed. I'm so thankful for your voice of purity and for the millions of wives that know this evil and whose guts were wrenching that day in your interviews. I follow Fox News and saw a clip. I just wanted to reach out and tell you, thank you for being a voice for truth. Thank you for standing up for us, for our children, and for our husbands whose brains have been hijacked by this addiction. I'm reaching out to support you and say, I will stand with you. For my King, for my husband, for my son, for my daughter, for myself, for other families who are separated, for the spouses of the addicted who die, who dry themselves to sleep, tears dripping in their ears as they stare at the ceiling trying to fall asleep. I will stand. I'm still standing after all this has been done. This evil knows no limits. And I want to stand in the gap because we are the warriors for the truth. And I want to fight this new drug that wrecks homes, wrecks health, wrecks hearts, but that cannot wreck our hope because our hope does not disappoint. You please, please tell me how I can support you, join the cause, or even the lawsuit. I don't care about the monetary gain, but I will not go quietly in this night. I am awake in a halftime show in a city where trafficking was a high alert issue. And I fire... It is a fire in my bones, and I want to stand with those who are against this evil and fight for the truth that sets us free. All the very best. Hey, Family Research Council, are you listening? Next one, Jared. I got 1,000 of these. Coach, I and my 7,000 followers agree with you completely on the viewpoint that the halftime show included unnecessary vulgar activity that was inappropriate for family viewing. It was not rated PG and should have come with a rating to warn those of us who would be triggered and emotionally distressed by the show. As far as sex addicts, they also were taken by surprise, as borne out by the postings on the various sex addiction subs and blogs. How about that, huh? The emotional distress and subsequent relapse of those addicts that evening can be directly traced to the Super Bowl vulgarity. My own emotional breakdown after the show, due directly to the horror of watching such well-respected and talented women lower themselves to rubbing their crotches and riding a rope for sexual pleasure of others, tore my heart out. I only watched for a few minutes, but I turned away in disgust. I never would have had that show on had I known the show would have been so pornographic, as we did not view such material because of our status as sexual addiction couple in sobriety. You understand this? These people are sexual addiction. They're in sobriety. They're watching the football game. We censor all viewing in accordance to his sobriety. The sexualization of our society and Hollywood's insistence of turning our females into masturbatory objects was on full display that evening. Teaching self-objectification is the fad of the day. Now that the Me Too movement has taken such things out of the hands of men, you decide to move forward. You may find others interested in joining you in a class action lawsuit. Don't forget this, folks. They showed pictures. They advertise McDonald's because they want you to eat McDonald's. They show pictures of Donatos, advertising of Donatos, because they want you to eat Donato. Wonder what they want you to do with J-Lo.
Coach, it's not even the halftime show. Think of all these commercials, underwear commercials they have on TV all the time after a primary show.
Yeah.
Showing people, men and women, walk around in underwear.
I agree with that, Joseph, but this is far more insidious because they snuck this in the middle of a family show. They knew they were going to be children sitting. They knew it, folks. They knew it. And anybody who has pornography.
Coach, all you have to do is prove intent. And if you can prove intent, you won. Yeah. And it was intent. They intended to indoctrinate the kids and everyone that watched that. They dumbed them down, and they just you're connecting the thought of the immorality and then the marketing of it. You're connected that to
people. Are you here, Roger? I do not think in a civil case that intent is required in order to get a guilty conviction. You know, the level of evidence is different, because in a criminal case it's beyond a reasonable doubt. In a criminal case, it's only a preponderance of the evidence, and I don't believe intent enters into the equation.
We're gonna get to work on this and figure this stuff out. I know that. See, folks, we don't understand the scourge of abort. We don't understand pornography leads to disrespect of women, rape. All that kind of stuff, which leads to abortion. We don't understand. We don't understand the connection. See, we don't get it.
Hey, Coach.
So, very clear. Somebody at the NFL, somebody somewhere, wanted our children to watch. I had women email me telling me, "Oh, sack it up. It was about the liberation of women." I said, "How many women and men in America, when they have their little baby, their little baby daughter is born, they take her home from the hospital, say, well, honey, I hope you're a pole dancer. I hope all of America gets to look at your crotch. What the hell is wrong with us?" Now, see, wait a minute. Oh, thank you, Lord. Some of you are mad. I said, hell. But you're not mad that pornography comes into your home. You're sick.
Coach, I stopped subscribing to cable back when a ad came on showing a NASCAR male driver. It was a Viagra ad. Some of you may remember it. And he had this sort of odd grin on his face. And I watched a few of those ads. Like, what in the world are they selling here? What is this? And then it came to me. And I realized that we had descended with respect to marketing to such a low level with respect to sexuality that somebody thought this would work. And I said, I am so disconnected from this entire culture now that I turned it all off. I haven't watched advertising since. That was like 15 years ago. I don't know. It's really, really bad. And you are doing a great service by thinking publicly through the reaction here. And I think this is just the beginning of what could happen in 2020 with this. It's wonderful. Keep it up.
It is wonderful. And for whatever reason, the Lord has blown us. Hey, Jared, I just sent you a brand new email I just got. I want people to see what I've dealt with over the last 48 hours. And I want you to know this. If you're going to enter into the battle, you have to expect this, okay? They don't play fair. They don't play fair. They're nasty. They're vile. They are, it's Romans 1. They have a reprobate mind, an absolute reprobate mind. I just got this email. It was sent to me 5 minutes ago. I want Jared to put it up there. You can read it with me, okay? Now, listen, understand this. I simply ask for a warning that this stuff's going to come into my home. I didn't go out there and say, cancel the Super Bowl. None of that stuff. I just asked for a warning. Please let me know this stuff's coming in. And this is the vile stuff that I get. Is it up there, Jared? I'm sorry. Getting rattled on my head off over here. Hi, Dave. You are the real blasphemous fag. You really are a big hypocrite. you and all your judgmental Christians who will be the first ones through the gates of hell. How about you stop forcing your beliefs and shit on to all Americans? There's nothing wrong with that halftime show, you damn swine. Stop bitching about people who aren't white. You're mad. Your wife wasn't a baddie like her. It's people like you who make this world terrible. Your closed-mindedness is destructive. You're the complete opposite of what this country stands for. Furthermore, your incompetent ass shouldn't speak about the Constitution and wanting to sue anyone. You clearly don't know anything about it. You and the rest of the retarded-ass boomers who screwed up this country need to just go into retirement and solitude. I don't waste my energy on idiots like you. But you deserve this email for your stupidity. Learn to just shut the hell up. Your opinion really only matters to yourself. Keep it there if it's not nice. Later, fag. And I hope you read this to the end and reflect on how stupid you've made yourself. I just can't tell you. Now, can somebody tell me why me asking for a warning deserves this? What would be in the mind of this guy? They never put their names on it. They put fake names. What would be in his mind that would make him write something like that? Over me saying, please just give me a warning.
Coach?
Yeah.
I used to be in pornography. You're interfering with my addiction.
I suppose there's some truth to that. But Jeff, here's the thing. Pornography is free. You just go to YouTube and click in, type in whatever. It's right there, man. I don't for the life of me. Other than the Lord, I think, is stirring the pot here a little bit. I think. I was going to play some more of those. I got all kinds of great emails for you to read, but I think you get the point. Yeah, Jeff.
Example, you'll remember this one. And we use this a lot with the guys that sit in the strip club night after night after night and burning them etches in their memory. And then the next night they see a young 12-year-old girl walking the street or somewhere where they can get a hold of them. You remember when you did that event in Columbus? We were at the convention center years ago. You had 5,000 men there, and you were speaking. And Pastor Bill, all them girls in there, 1,000 to 2,000 little girls, 6, 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, decked out in all the cheerleading costumes, and Pastor Bill called them prostitutes. And we were up there in the room. You were speaking, and we took 12 or 15 guys to that thing. And all of a sudden, we noticed somebody's missing from our group. And we looked around and we're like, where is he at? Because it was hard to walk through there. All that half nudity of them little girls all make-uped up and dressed up. So we took off, a couple of us, went downstairs into that big room where there was probably 1,000 girls, half naked, little girls, 6, 7, 8 years old. And that guy was sitting in there in a chair, gawking at all the little girls. And we had to get him out of there. And he supposedly was a Christian. And we had to go jerk him out of there.
Go to my Facebook page real quick, Jared. I got to show you this because this is – I use this – I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to step on you. Looking at the clock here, I'm just – are you on my Facebook page yet, Jared? I'm sorry, man. I'm a million miles an hour today. My head is. Okay, now, I don't want you – hey, Jared, this is really odd. I want you to scroll down. Just keep scrolling down because I want to make a point, okay? Clear on down. Keep going. Because I found this on my own Facebook page today. Because remember, I was just asking for a warning. Keep going, Jared. Eventually, you're going to see a warning label here at Facebook. Keep going down there. I do a lot of memes, so, you know, scroll down, man. I wish I'd have done a better job of letting you know, but you're going to see it. All of a sudden, there's going to be a warning meme. All the stuff people posting on, keep going. Some great memes on there, by the way. Keep going, Eric. Eric coming. Keep coming. Doing great, Jared. Yeah, you're doing great. Keep coming. Keep coming. We're almost there. Come on. Yep, folks. Yep. All I want is a warning. I just want him to give me a warning, okay? We're about there, Jared. Just give him a warning. Oh, there it is, Jared. Whoa, what's this say? Hey, listen, does Facebook, which is more sacred, my home or my Facebook page? And here is my Facebook page. There's a video, maybe sensitive to some people. Could they put that on the Super Bowl? Jared, click on this. I don't even know what's under this. What's under here, Jared? My show! Oh, my goodness. Is that illustrative or not? Huh? They want to ban me from doing a show, but let porn come into my house. I mean.
Hey, Coach. You know, they do that on my Facebook every now and then. From some of the stuff I post, they'll put one of those warning things on there. And I got angry the first time I saw one. Then I got to thinking about it. Most people, when they see this warning, they're going to see what's behind it, whether they would have looked the other way or not. Without the warning, they probably wouldn't have looked. So if Facebook wants to put the warning up, put them up.
But you get the point, though, right, Larry? If they can put it up on a Facebook page to protect my eyes, they can't put it up on the Super Bowl? They can't do that? I had one of the radio stations. I'm not making this stuff. One of the guys on the radio station said, well, Coach, if the NFL put a warning up, they would be admitting guilt. No snuff, Sherlock! Come on here! What's wrong with us? So hang on. We got to get somewhere with this. Oh, this is so good. I'm going to show you one more thing here, and then I'm going to let y'all wrap a little bit. Jared, click on an email that says FCC complaint. I heard from a lawyer who said our first initial step, and we need to be doing it now, is filing an informal complaint with the FCC. Oh, we should be bombarding the FCC. Now, I don't know how I make this available to all of you. They said that's where you have to start. You start, and because each TV station, radio station is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, whatever that thing is, right? And so here's how you do it, folks. There's the phone number. It says the Federal Communications Commission gives consumers the opportunity to file informal complaints about problems with the communication services that the FCC regulates. Complaints can be filed through the FCC's which educates consumers in communication issues. Other options for filing a complaint with the FCC include giving them a call. Telling them, this is vile. I was offended by it. I want something to be done by it. That the FCC has in the past censored or punished or whatever. This is step number one we have to do. We have to do this. And so I don't know how I get this to all of you. Jared, are we going to do it? I mean, are we going to do it? Probably not. Most of you listening right now, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. I don't know why I put it up there. You're not going to call. I'm offended by it.
I will put it in my next update to every STAB member. I encourage you to go to Pass the Salt Ministries, look at the example of a complaint to the FCC about the Super Bowl halftime show, and follow up and do your part. I'll do that. I'll put it out to every one of them.
Well, see, listen. You know, Larry trying to get people to help him with STAB. People don't even file his petitions. JR is trying to do Natural Family Foundation. He asked people to sign petitions. Now, people don't even sign petitions. They don't even sign it. And then I jump up and let the media have a free shot at me, and then people won't even complain to the FCC. I mean, I don't know. What if the pastor of a local church just stood up and handed this out and said, hey, every one of us here, please call the FCC. Every one of you do it. You guys, do you have any idea how many people we have? Do you have any idea? Look at my emails. Emails, people crying for help. Oh, wait a minute. Except for the really religious Southern Baptists who say we're not supposed to sue, and I'm just about money. I mean.
Coach, I think a lot of people think that all the petitions, they don't trust anything. They know that the petitions are just to get their email address, and they know that the politicians, they know the FCC isn't going to do a damn thing, and they're busy. And as the economy continues to go in the direction it's going in, they're both parents are working if they're younger, if they're trying to have kids, they're facing crazy stuff, you know, with respect to economics, and their time is very precious to them. I think there's tens of millions of Americans who agree with you, and who want to do something, but they're not going to waste their damn time.
Amen. So what are we doing, folks? Listen, I can only stay on about 5 minutes. I was already scheduled to give a little talk this morning, so my wife and I have to get on the road. What do we do? Come on here. What do we do? Why would people laugh at suing the NFL? Why would we laugh at that? Did you see what happened with the kid in Washington, D.C.? The kid from Covington Catholic? He won. Why can't we win? Oh, I know why we can't win. Because we won't even try. It's ridiculous. Coach, you can't beat the NFL. They've got too many lawyers. They've got too much money. You can't beat them. All right, well, so the kid he picked up a rock and dropped that SOB. What is wrong with us? Okay, somebody help me out. What's the plan? Somebody got a plan. By the way, Robert, Robert Klaus, I don't even know if he's in here. His reading from yesterday is so appropriate for today. Both of these are. How plan? I had two attorneys contact me, said I'm willing to help. Two. I didn't have one attorney call me and say, Coach, I'll write hurt on this thing. I didn't have any of those. All across America. Bogota, Colombia. Dublin, Ireland. Come on, help me out here. What's our plan? Let's get a plan. Or is the plan me just to kind of continue going to radio stations and get pictures of penises? Is that the plan? Is that it?
Well, Coach, I think you've already exposed the first step of the plan, and I think that's a good idea. The FCC complaint, it establishes a basis of hey, that you have standing because you are offended. That gives you standing. That anyway, that's a great plan, and we need to start each and every person that really gives a damn and cares about it enough to do something other than push a like button on Facebook should come up with some kind of activity, even if it's nothing, than taking what others put together and then send it out to everybody in their email address book. How hard is that?
Hey,
We've
Coach,
got to start working together, people. We've got to start. Even if you're not 100% on board with this, if you're a Christian, your brother is asking for help. How about give him some help? I'm with you. I'm with you, Dave. Let's do what we can.
Hey, Coach, what's somebody with substantial institutional power like James Dobson saying?
Well, James Dobson says it's just awful. It's just awful. Look what they're doing to us now. Okay, focus on your family. Look what they're doing to us now. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. Come on, neighbor. Come on in here.
Well, Coach, ha-ha, good luck. Yeah, be successful. Yeah, right. They're going to knock you down. They're going to beat on you.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You may believe that. They ain't going to knock you down.
I'm
going to get up.
If we don't do something, we keep losing. If we don't do something, we keep losing. If we do something, there's a possibility we can win. But if we don't do anything, we're not going to win. Let that get through our stupid brains.
Amen.
Yeah, but we can talk about it all we want. We don't. Listen, can I tell you the truth? We don't really care. We don't. Hey, guys, we don't really care. We don't really care. We know they're doing this to kids. We know it's coming right in our homes. We know this. It'll be more raunchy next year. We know that. We don't care. We don't care.
Coach?
You win. We lose. We don't care. Why don't we just say that? It probably would make all of us feel a lot better.
You know, something that's going to make me feel better, I'm going to say this right now, and I'm going to say it very clearly. If you're my brother and sister in Christ, and you hear our brother and sister, our brother, Dave, asking for help, and you don't step up and do something more than just think about, or even more than just pray about it, because prayer without legs is worthless. If you don't do something about this, you know, this is just one of the many multitudes of things that needs to be fixed in our country. But we have to start somewhere. Let's use this as a starting place. And hey, by the way, if you're my friend on Facebook or elsewhere or whatever, and you're my brother or sister in Christ, and you ignore this and you sit on the sidelines on this one, hey, unfriend me, because I'm taking the part of the Bible that says put them out, and maybe they'll straighten up and maybe they'll come around and come back into the fold. That's the category I'm putting you in. If you don't help on this, I don't want nothing to do with you. How's that?
Well, Larry, they probably don't want anything to do with you either.
Hey, I'm used to that. I'm used to that.
Me too. Hey, folks, listen. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm whining, because I'm not whining. I'm moving forward with it. I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to do the best I can. And I don't know why the Lord brought this into my lap, but I'm grateful that He did, and I'm grateful that He equipped me to be able to fight this fight. And if I would ask this, I would ask an extra special prayer covering for my family and I. You know, there's history of pornography in my bloodline. You know what I'm talking about. Most of you know what I'm talking about. And they'll do everything they can to make that surface. I don't deny it. We don't run from it. But it doesn't impact me. It impacts somebody that I love. And so every time I go into this one of these battles, I always consider that. Who is the blood going to splatter on? Could it splatter? If you think it just affects me, thank God for my wife who stands by me. I'd have left me a long time
ago. Dave?
Yeah.
Have you contacted that lawyer I had mentioned to you to maybe call?
No, why don't you?
Pardon me?
You call him.
Well, you're going to be the plaintiff. I'll call him, but I think there's a two thing battle here. One is the segment of, for lack of a better word, and I don't know the right word, but be it the public battle on the topic and the legal battle. You're not equipped to do the legal battle, so you've got to find
right.
a lawyer that will take it. Lawyers take cases because they want to make money.
I know.
The lawyer from the Covington case probably has a young associate in his law office that if we were to fly out there and schedule an appointment, he would tell you if he's interested or not, if you position on, can you make some money on this? There are very few lawyers that could, you know, the average lawyer on the street, including myself, is not the type that can handle this type of class action or whatever. You've got to get the people specializing.
I wonder if Focus on the Family knows any of those. I wonder if Family Research Council knows any of those. You get my point.
Coach, that's what I was going to ask you. Can you maybe post some of them numbers of them groups that say they want to defend Christians, and then all of us start calling them and rattle on their chains? You know what I mean? See what they do.
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Give this a few days. Give this 5 days. I had prayer yesterday. I mean, I had an anointed time of prayer over this about God bring forth the attorneys that have this in their heart to see this to the end. I think they're out there. I think they don't know about this yet. Just give them a few days, Coach.
Yeah, I am.
I think there's anointing on this. Just. I really do, Coach. I feel I'm in this with you. I am in this with you.
I know. Listen, I know most of you are. And I know that for all of you, for all of us, this is uncharted territories. But we have to be
filing my complaint right now, Coach, as we speak.
What's that deal?
I'm filing the complaint with the FCC as we speak. And, yes, I will forward all this to our church on Sunday.
You understand that the men of Issachar understood the times in which they lived and knew what it is that they needed to do. Don't we know what we need to do? Don't we know what we need to do? Folks, I'm not whining. I'm not defeated. I'm not. I just see, this would be a knockout home run. This would be such a victory if we got the NFL to clean up their halftime show. That's a victory. We don't even want to fight.
Hey, Coach. Coach, can you have Jared or somebody put this like on Facebook where it's easy for us to be able to repost this and get people to sign up, do whatever needs to be done? Can you make it easier for us to get it out there?
Yeah, I sure can. If you can do that,
a lot of us can push it a lot easier, Coach.
Jared, can you put this on whatever? I'll get to it, but I'm not going to get to it until quite a while, so I got to run, all right? You folks can stay in there for 5 more minutes or whatever. Do me a favor, please. I don't say this very often. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. And we have made ourselves a huge target, and I just covet your prayers. Just covet your prayers. But the blood splatter won't hit those we love the most. God bless you. Thanks for being out. See you Monday morning.
You know, it just puts a fire underneath my belly. It really does. And stepping forward in faith and just following through, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Last night, I went and preached in front of Pete Buttplug, Buttigieg Recruiting Center. And there were people in it last night. And there were two bars, a bar and grill and a bar on the other side of the street, Kitty Corner. And I got attacked by homosexuals, lesbians, Satanists, and so forth. And here come the cop. I had to pull me, he pulled me out and talked to me. But he says, they can write me up a misdemeanor for disturbing the peace. I say, what? And you don't go and tell the bar owner to control his patrons? And he complains, I'm disturbing the peace? It's just amazing how hypocrisy of our government or ideology or the whole spectrum of what this nation has become. They let sin permeate. They blame. I didn't cuss. I preached the word of God and I convinced them what this man does. He kills the unborn. He's been fooled by the system and doesn't believe it. And they had the audacity to pull me out and threaten me with a disturbing the peace citation when I'm just standing in front of the building, not in front of the bars, and the patrons just go drunk and go absolutely nuts. And I get a threat of a minimum payment of $1,000 for doing my First Amendment right and to go out and preach the gospel.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I just posted in the chat, and I'll do it here again so it's easier to find. This is a PDF file. It's a booklet on how to file a consumer complaint. You've got the information that Jared just put in the thing here. It's got a phone number and stuff. Somebody asked for how we could make it easier for you to do your part. Well, here's how we can make it easier. Call this phone number. Look at that booklet. Follow through. Do it. Do it. Don't talk about it. Do it.